This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Chhat festival concluding today by worshipping the rising sun. President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sharmada Deva offer worship to Chhati Mai. CPN Maoist Center and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party to unveil their election manifestos today. Prime Minister Sharmada Deva expresses his sadness over the bus accident in Nawalpur. Lula da Silva wins Brazilian presidential elections, and at least 78 people die after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in India's western state of Gujarat. Now the news in detail. Chhat festival is concluding this morning, worshipping the rising sun. Devotees had also worshipped the setting sun yesterday as part of the Chhat festival. Most of the ponds, lakes, streams and rivers in Tarai Madhes, including Janakpur Dham, were cleaned up and decorated as worshipping site. Chhat is also considered as one of the main festivals for the people of the Mithila region. Preparations for the Chhat festival started a week before. It is believed that the tradition of worshipping the sun in Hinduism has existed since the Vedic period. President Bidyadevi Bhandari had reached Gauri Ghat yesterday to pay worship to the setting sun, marking the main event of the Chhat festival. Likewise, Prime Minister Sharmada Deva had also reached Thapathali on the banks of Bagmati River and worshipped the setting sun of the Chhat festival yesterday. CPN Maoist Center is today unveiling its election manifesto aimed at the November 20 elections. Similarly, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party is also making its election manifesto public today. Five people were killed when a passenger bus met with an accident at Bulingtar Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2 in Nawalparasi East yesterday. The accident took place yesterday morning when the ill-fated bus was heading from Rampur of Palpa to Manakamana of Gorkha. The police said 30 people were injured in the accident. The injured had been rescued and taken to various hospitals in Chitwan for further treatment. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sharmada Deva has expressed his grief over the death of people in the bus accident. He also offered his condolences to the bereaved families while directing the authorities to manage treatment for the injured people. An Indian construction company has provided 1.6 million rupees in compensation to the family of a Nepali boy who died in course of road construction. An agreement was reached among the Indian Garg and Garg Company, the Indian administration, members of the victim's family and local Nepali people's representatives. Chief District Officer Dirgaraju Padai said a representative from the construction company handed the amount to the family of the victim in Kalanga yesterday. A 9-year-old Nepali boy, Pawan Mahara, was killed after a stone hurled from an explosion made in course of constructing a road on the Indian side hit him. He died on the spot. The incident took place at Dumling of Pyas Rural Municipality in Darchula District on Friday. Earlier, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs had sent a diplomatic note to India regarding the incident demanding reparation to the family of the victim. South Korean, you're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has declared a week-long national mourning following a deadly Halloween crush in the country's capital, Seoul. Issuing a statement yesterday, South Korean President Yoon termed the accident tragic and directed the official to make every effort to promptly provide aid to the victims. The Korean Herald quotes the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency that at least 153 people, including 25 foreign nationals, were killed in a stampede on Saturday night, injuring 103 others. Hanam Dong Community Center, which was receiving missing persons from the largest scale crush in Seoul, said there were 4,024 missing people reported as of 5 p.m. on Sunday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sharmada Deva has expressed grief over the loss of many lives in Seoul, the capital of the Republic of Korea, on Saturday. Via his Twitter handle yesterday, Prime Minister Deva extended heartfelt condolences and sympathies to the government and the people of South Korea and the bereaved families and wished for speedy recovery of the injured. Lula da Silva has won the election to become Brazil's next president, defeating incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. According to Brazil's election authority, Lula secured 50.8% of the vote compared with 49.2% for Bolsonaro. Far-right leader Jair Bolsonaro is defeated by left-wing ex-president Lula in the deciding round of Brazil's presidential vote. Lula won 50.8% of all valid votes. Lula, president from 2003 to 2010, sought a political comeback after being embroiled in several corruption scandals. Bolsonaro's critics accused him of mishandling the COVID pandemic and allowing rampant deforestation in the Amazon. The two candidates are polar opposites. Lula is a left-wing former trade union leader and Bolsonaro is a right-wing populist and former army captain. At least 78 people have died after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in India's western state of Gujarat. Hundreds of people were plunged into River Machu in Morbi town. Local footage shows survivors hanging off the partly submerged suspension bridge. Reports say as many as 400 people were on the structure at the time. More than 80 people have been rescued. The incident comes just days after the bridge was reopened following repairs. The 230-metre colonial-era crossing was built during British rule of India in the 19th century. Locally known as Jultopul, it is a popular tourist attraction in the area. One witness told that there were many children on the pedestrian bridge when it collapsed. Now sports. South Africa on Sunday defeated India by 5 wickets in the T20 Cricket World Cup match played in Perth, Australia. India made 133 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the allocated 20 overs after winning the toss and batting first. South Africa chased the target of 134 runs with the loss of 5 wickets in 19.4 overs, winning the match by 5 wickets. After this win, South Africa has risen to the top of Group 2 of the Super 12 with 5 points in 3 games. Similarly, India is in the second position with 4 points in 3 matches. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the mountainous areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours. The maximum temperature was 26 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 11.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Chhat Festival concluding today by worshipping the rising sun. President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Shri Bahadur Dewa offer worship to Chhatimai. CPN Maoist Centre and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party to unveil their election manifestos today. Prime Minister Shri Bahadur Dewa expresses his deep sadness over the bus accident in Nawalpur. Lula da Silva wins Brazilian presidential election and at least 78 people die after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in India's western state of Gujarat. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.